Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show with your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? For you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Hello, my darlings. How are you today? Guess what day it is today, T?
Could it be Christmas Eve?
It is. It's Christmas Eve.
How exciting is that?
Yeah, I'm a bah humbugger.
Oh, I'm totally a bah humbugger. Humbugger?
Hamburger? Are you hamburger?
I guess I am. But yeah, first of all, let's get to the quick stuff. Hello, you are listening to the Sit a Spell Show. You've got your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina, and we are here to rock your world. Ba-dum-bum. Okay, anyway, back.
God, so, I feel like a slut now.
I know.
I'm a Christmas whore.
So, I think I told you before that since Thanksgiving, I have been watching nothing but Christmas channels, or Hallmark and all the damn Christmas shows and blah, blah, blah.
Stuff that makes me want to vomit. Yep.
I know, but it's all wrapped up at the end of the show or the movie, and everybody's happy and they're in love and everybody's dreams come true. Blah, blah, blah. So I've been doing this for what, a little over a month now, and nothing's changed. I can still tell you that I'm not that thrilled with Christmas, but it's beautiful outside. I mean, it's cold as, what do you call it?
It's colder than a witch's tit in a brass bra lined with dry ice, sprinkled with water today because there's a 16 below zero right now with the wind chill.
Bah humbug.
And my doggies, they're not happy.
Nobody's happy unless they're crazy.
You know, I don't have to go outside and pee, thankfully. I came home from Holly's house just 20 minutes ago, took the dogs out. They looked back up at me as they stood in the cold with the wind blowing, and they're going, you mean I gotta pee in this shit? So
it's too cold.
It is.
Do you know what I did?
It's too bad I can't build like an ice house that's for pooping.
Oh, that would be, you would make them a lot of money if you did that.
Yeah.
Get Serpini on that.
Trademark.
You know what I did all day yesterday?
What did you do all day?
Because I'm so hateful of this weather, I actually looked up how to move to Belize, where to find a job. I looked up apartments on Craigslist. I mean, I wasted an entire day doing this. But if anybody wants to move to Belize and they need to know how to do it, I am your go-to girl now because I have researched the crap out of this. So you want to be an expatriate, I'm your girl.
Question. Did you research the bugs and the size of the bugs that are in Belize?
No.
I think you better.
No, come on.
You don't want to move there and be surprised.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
Fucking Christmas.
We need your ass in this cold weather.
No. Oh, somebody's blowing snow. Oh, crap. They're going to come and do my house. I know it.
Oh, most likely.
I can hear it.
Don't you just love it?
Well, I do, because it's very nice of them to do that for me. But the timing is always bad. They're either cutting their grass or blowing my snow.
Well, you know, people work.
Well, thankfully. So guess
blowing
what else?
Blowing your snow sounds like a euphemism for something.
Nope, they're just blowing the snow. Me and my Frankenfoot can't get around very well, so the neighbors are all like banding together to make sure that I can walk out
without breaking your other foot.
Exactly. Oh my God. Okay, so I've got funny stories for you. Can I go first?
Go. Okay. Babe.
Okay. So I already told you the Belize. That's not very funny. Today, what I've done was I spent the entire day with a very dear friend of mine. I'm not going to mention names or how I'm affiliated with them. T, I'll tell you after. Oh, I think I already did. But I am now part of, I want to say, I'm going to be like the CI frickin' A. My poor friend was taken, and bless his heart, oh my God, he was taken advantage of by a Nigerian scam.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So bad. And this friend of mine can't afford to be taken advantage of. But the person also broke his heart, too. And you know it's just a big, fat, sweaty, bald man at the other end, not a pretty little 27-year-old. She broke his heart, took his money. So what I'm going to do, and T, I know that you like to get into shenanigans. Maybe you'd like to help.
I thought you would.
I don't expect to get his money back, but I'd at least like to have this person be caught by the authorities because, come on. You don't go after somebody. And the poor guy took out a loan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But and he was very embarrassed to show me their conversations back and forth. And I'm like, it's just me. It's okay. But the things that she was saying to him were like textbook from the FBI page, you know? I mean, even the pictures.
I'm hiding. I'm hiding from the government. Can you just give me your account number and password and I'll just deposit all the money in there.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, and she tried to make it easy, too. Well, how about if I just sign up for a Western Union credit card and you can just put the... Yep, they're blowing me out right now. Everything that she was saying was textbook. And I'm like, oh, honey. All right, so I'm making it my personal mission to put this person away. So I think we can have some fun with this.
I think we can, too.
Let's just, pretend to be like a middle-aged man and suck this fake... I'm sure it's a dude, and just let's just have some fun.
Yeah, we could send him a note saying, "Oh, we're really royalty in North America. Could you please open an account so we could put our stuff in there for tax-free reasons?"
Oh yeah. Oh God. Oh, thank you very much for blowing me.
Got her, jump.
Okay, so this is the other thing that happened over the weekend. So I was at the theater, the Mounds Theater, and it was I'm so sorry, you guys. Why now? Of all the times. Hurry up. Really?
Talk through it.
Sorry. I can't even be mad because they're doing it out of the kindness of their hearts. All right, go away now. Anyway,
sounds
so...
like your stomach's growling.
It's not my stomach. That's a full-on snowblower, dude.
That are your vibrator slip gears.
Okay, so this weekend on, was it Saturday? Yeah. Saturday, I'm at the theater, and we're all starving. And really, nothing delivers to the theater other than Domino's and Jimmy John's, which are both disgusting.
Yeah, after a while, it's just like really... Ugh.
Exactly. So, I go next door to the saloon, which is called the saloon, just to get a menu, because I know that they've got like a kind of a limited whatever.
Yeah.
So I go there, pick it up with my Frankenfoot. Everybody orders. I go back. I drop it off. And then I go back. And I'm waiting there. And the food is not quite ready yet, so I'm just sitting at the bar, just like, oh, la, 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 minding my own business. Oh, first of all, when I went to get the menu, somebody goes, hey, what'd you do to your foot? And I went, bar fight. And he goes, really? And I'm like, and they're like, really? And I go, well, yeah. And I got high-fived. I was like, hell yeah. I didn't have the heart to say I fell on a rock.
But yeah, you look like a real tough bitch.
I know, right? So bar fight worked. But I've also used mountain climbing in Nebraska. I've used skiing in the Ozarks and a shark bite in Maui. And people fucking, or I'm sorry, people believe that. And every time they do, I look at them and I'm like, really? Okay, then I'm just going to go with it. But I got high-fived for
bar fight.
For the bar fight. So I go back and our food's not quite ready. So I'm sitting there, just sitting at the bar, minding my own business, watching sports of all things. And this guy turns. He's sitting right next to me. And he looks just like Santa. Only a little dirty.
A little dirty.
He's kind of like...
That little S&M costume kind of threw it, yeah.
Well, no, like maybe he went down the fire thingy a couple too many times and did clean up. Thank you, chimney. I'm having a moment. So he like maybe went down the chimney a couple times and didn't like dust off his beard or something. I don't know. So he's like, so how'd you break your foot? And I'm like, bar fight. And he laughs and he's like, oh, where? And I'm like, well, here. Hello. Look at the neighborhood. And he goes, I have not seen you here before getting into fights. And I'm like, well, because I've never been here before. That could be part of it, but whatever. So then he goes on to tell me that he broke both his arms one time. He got into a motorcycle accident in 1984. And he broke both of his arms and blew out his knee. Part of his nose came off. And I found out that they fixed his nose by grafting his butt cheek onto his nose. And I had so many jokes in my head, but I didn't want to say it. But you know where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
And how they made special utensils so that he could eat. And I'm like, there's so many people in this bar, and I'm trying not to be rude. Who's calling me? So I'm laughing, and I'm like, ah, somebody fucking kill me. I'm in hell right now. And he's like thinking I'm saying something really nice, when actually I really literally just said, somebody fucking kill me, I'm in hell. And then he said, and this was the hardest part for him, with his two broken arms, he had a hard time masturbating.
Aww.
And I'm sitting there going, I don't know what to say to this. That's, I'm in hell.
That's when you look at him and go, don't you have a vacuum cleaner, sweetheart?
I didn't know what to say. It was the most awkward ever. And I'm sitting there going, Dirty Santa's hitting on me, because he's like, so, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, well, I run the theater and, yeah.
Oh, I'm a prostitute for Santa.
Exactly. Do you want to sit on my lap?
Yeah.
Tell
with
me your dreams chewing, and
with his chewing tobacco beard, because that's probably what was dirty on his beard. He chews tobacco.
It was so awful. He was very nice, and he opened the door for me when I left, when my food finally arrived.
Well, that's because he was hoping for a second date.
He did ask what I was doing after I was done with the theater, and I was like, whew, I am so tired, you know, with the broken foot, and I'm working, you know, 80 hours a week. I'm just, because I didn't want to say, no, Dirty Santa, you gross and scare me out. So I just made up all these excuses. I was, like, super busy after.
Josh goes, tell him you have to wash your hoo-ha. I'm not going to use the word he did. He used a naughty word.
Oh, jeez.
All I fucking did was made 5,000 cookies and bars and all that. That was my highlight of my week. Hell.
That was a busy week, though. 5,000 cookies is a lot.
Yeah.
Since tonight is Christmas Eve, T and I picked out all kinds of Christmassy music for you. So, but it's fun Christmassy music, not just like, da 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 da.
We need the music from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's yeah, all I can say. All right, enjoy the first song. We'll be back.
Christmas show.
I can't believe I just snorted on air. That was bad.
That was awesome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Christmas snorts.
All right, who do we have on next?
The awesome, gorgeous, wiser than wise, Candy Ez.
I love it when you do a special accent.
I do too. Hello, everybody.
Hello, baby. We're off the chain again. And it's not even sex.
I know. So what do you have for us today?
Well, I've been thinking about the wonderful world of sex and Christmas, so I decided to merge them tonight.
Oh, my God, Lisa, second. Hot damn! I'm going to get her a Rudolph vibrator. I don't know.
Oh, dear. Ooh, and God. Red and glows.
Yeah.
Well, tonight's quote, quote is unknown, but it says, she smiles at him and asks him his name and then looks up and knows his game. She puckers up and kisses him gently and says, do you know we're standing under the mistletoe? So see, it's just a precursor.
I tried online dating. Does that go with that at all?
Sure. Did you have Rudolph with you? How was your experience for online dating?
Oh, God. So I've been very popular this week. Why, I'm guessing, is because everybody's lonely as hell for Christmas.
And you're an easy target because you're lame. You're lame with that gimpy leg. You can't run fast.
I can get around pretty good, and I've got a crutch as a weapon, and I'm not afraid to use it.
You could be a lion tamer.
I could. Ooh, hey. Now that's my new job, lion tamer with a crutch. So, yeah, I tried the whole online dating thing this weekend, and I got it was very good for my ego, aside from Dirty Santa. But, I got a lot of people that were around my daughter's age.
Oh, my.
That were
looking for a cougar?
Yes! They were sending me emails going, hello. I'm sure that's not the way they said it, but in my head, that's the way they said it. And I was like, wow, you're really good for my ego. I should set you up with my daughter, you little whippersnapper. Literally, and I use that word too, whippersnapper. So basically, I've been extremely popular this weekend, but nobody that I'm interested in. Nobody that I want to kiss under any mistletoe.
No sparkles.
No sparkles. Well, if they were sparkling, they probably wouldn't want me anyway. You know what I'm saying.
Are you talking vampires now?
No.
Oh, no. So the thing is, for me, though, online dating or dating just in general, I just don't care. I just don't care. I am so happy and fulfilled. I don't really care if I have a dude in my life. I am seriously, I don't want to compromise. I don't want to take anybody else's feelings into consideration. I don't want to go, how would they feel about it? Screw that. I'm on my own, and I am happy, happy, happy. But when I go onto these websites, it's kind of like shopping for men. I kind of think it's fun.
Ooh.
Well, you're brave because I would never, ever, ever, ever do that.
No, it's like shopping. You're like, because it's like a smorgasbord of men, and you're like, meh, no.
Yeah,
Next button.
But like an automobile, you don't get the lemon law, unfortunately.
But you get a test drive?
Yeah. Exactly.
Not but it I could be your test. Last.
Ooh, the stalker test drive.
Oh, I never thought of it that way, ew. Huh.
Yeah.
I just thought, you know, I'm bored, but I'm not bored where I want to actually follow through with anything. I just want to window shop because it's kind of fun.
Show me your balls.
Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
Whip out your mistletoe, baby.
We had mistletoe at our Yule celebration, and people were talking about the interesting places you could hold it over. I thought, oh, no, maybe I should go for mistletoe.
Oh, my. Oh, my. And congratulations to the ladies who had their mother ceremony.
Well, thank you very much. That was Tina and Kim, and they are both very excited.
Yes, they got the nice round mommy tummies, and you just want to go, I love touching baby bellies.
We have a new crop of babies that are coming up that we're going to be able to spoil. I just think that's exciting.
I know. I love it. Little baby Christmas blessings. La, 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 la. Okay.
My daughter's birthday is the 28th of December, and they brought her to me in a little stocking, a little red and white stocking when they brought her from the nursery. I thought that was kind of cute.
Aww. It's a double.
Yeah. But anyway, when we talk about mistletoe, you know, we talk about fertility. So we got to be careful where we stick that mistletoe.
Well,
I'm safe.
Unless,
I don't have ovaries or uterus.
Me too. I'm
safe.
I can just practice now and have fun.
Yep.
Yes.
Let's pretend.
Except for mistletoe's poisonous, so if they get a little gregarious, you know.
Well, that's true.
Better move that.
And pointy.
And pointy.
It could be pointy.
Could point you, poke your eyes out.
I have something dirty, but I'm not going to say it.
Say it. Come on. We like it when
no,
you're dirty.
Because I've already hijacked Candy's piece, so no.
No, you
and
didn't.
I'm sorry.
You didn't hijack it. This is a together piece.
No. This is a Christmas piece.
Yes. And here we are talking about pieces again.
Yeah, piece of ass.
Peace of mind. Let's get out of the gutter a little.
That will never happen.
I know. We just don't do that well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Little piece of candy.
Ooh. And yet our show is about empowering people and changing perspectives, and Lisa keeps bringing it back to sex.
Well, that is a perspective.
I'm rubbing off on her.
You kind of are.
But I'm rubbing off on her. That really sounds dirty.
That sounded bad. I'm glad y'all aren't in the same building right now.
Yeah, it would be a scary thing. I would probably be massaging her thigh gently. And throwing mistletoe at her. No, but okay.
Catch.
Oh.
One of the oldest customs is mistletoe. Trying to save us now. It's not working.
Yeah.
But they say that if a young lady who has come out of her, you know, young womanhood is not kissed under the mistletoe on Yuletide, she will not marry that year.
Well, that could be.
I'm staying
take
as
that
far
two ways.
As way up from mistletoe as humanly possible. Oh, my God.
But no, it's not edible, but it is an aphrodisiac. I'm still trying to figure that one out. But we just go around smelling it. We get a little must as a mistletoe.
I suppose if you rubbed it around your special places, it would get tingly because it's poisonous.
Ooh, and then you could break out. Have to go see a doctor. He might be rich.
Yeah. Ooh,
there's possibilities
Candy,
there.
I like how you think.
So do y'all have any special plans for this time? Or is everything pretty much done and over?
Sitting at home alone again because my husband works both days.
Ah. What about you, Lisa?
I'm going to my sister's house tonight. And it's going to be, Debbie Downer, Lisa. It's the first, holiday, major one without my dad. And it's kind of a weird holiday because normally my dad's side and my Nancy mom's side, we all get together. But this is the first time in 15 years that my Nancy mom's side is going with their side and me and my sister are going with my dad's side. So it's just my sister and I and my girls. So
it's a whole new thing right now. So I wish you well on that.
Thanks. It'll be okay. It's
yes.
You know what? We are all going to be together as, you know, our family, you know, on my dad's side. And we love each other like crazy. So
you'll have craziness and fun.
We will. And one of the weird things, not weird, but one of our weird traditions is we do wine pong. You know how college students do beer pong?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do wine pong. So we will be eating a huge, massive vegetarian meal. And then we sit around and we joke and we laugh and we gossip and smile. And then we play wine pong and then we go home and Lisa gets on Facebook and says, hey.
I love everyone and everyone is sparkly.
Exactly, pretty much. So if you watch my Facebook tomorrow night, say around 10 or 11 o'clock, you're going to notice a slight difference in my normal posts.
Well, y'all have a happy Christmas Eve and a Christmas Day. And I will see you guys next week.
All right, Merry you too, darling.
Bye. Love
you. Bye. And now we have the awesome, fabtabulous Michelle Johnson.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, beautiful.
Hi.
Hi, baby. What you got for us?
Well, tonight I don't have as much fun, interesting sex talk like you guys have planned. I went with the more traditional thing here. I wanted to talk about crystals that are good to use for Christmas and the different emotions that come with this holiday. And I wanted to quickly give some great gift ideas if you're looking for unique crystal or stone suggestions to give to your family and friends. So as we know, Christmas can bring with it a lot of mixed emotions, such as love and peace, happiness, stress, depression, loneliness. I mean, you know, the list can go on. And for a lot of people, Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. With the generous spirit that can accompany Christmas, some will go out of their way to be more thoughtful or giving to others. People come together to celebrate and sing carols and help those in need and things like that. But for others, Christmas is not such a magical time. The holidays can often remind us of those who are no longer here with us and can make one feel lonely and depressed. And you know, for others, money is a really huge stressor this time of year, and that can bring about worry and lack of self-worth. And it can also be a stressful time with having to deal with family gatherings and stress for maybe even being overworked. So here are a few crystals that are great to have on hand and or in your home and for the holidays, which can help keep and bring out the best qualities of this time of the season. So seraphonite is a really great crystal to keep in your home or office or even your car. As it can send out protective angelic energies to the environment. And it's also helpful for those who are experiencing reactive depression. And green quartz helps promote cooperation and tactful honesty and is great for group situations. Labradorite brings in the magical energy and helps you to see the miracles that happen around you every day. Chalcedony promotes unity and assists in people in bringing people together with a calming energy. Azurite can help calm and relieve mental stress, and it fosters a sense of compassion for oneself and others. Aragonite is also very helpful to help those who need to release issues from the past and attachments in the present, and it assists in grounding and stress relief. An Apache tear is really great for grounding and helps to release deep-seated emotions to gently let go of the past. And this one is kind of a fun one. Snakeskin jasper is a really cool looking stone, and it helps to guard against negativity, including the negative outlooks and behaviors of other people. So sometimes that's really great to have when you're having on the family gatherings and things. And lastly, it just wouldn't be Christmas if I didn't mention this particular stone, which is the chrysanthemum stone. And it's named for its unique patterns embedded in the stone that resemble flowering chrysanthemums. And the flowering pattern is said to represent the burst of energy that is love, joy, and abundance, and is great for those who are starting on a new path. And then so real quick, I'd also like to talk about some gifts that you can give, you know, as most people traditionally do the gift giving this time of year. And what better way to give people some amazing and healing properties of crystals and stones. So it can be just as simple as getting a really nice gift box and filling that with an array of stones that you feel drawn to give to somebody. You could put in a really pretty agate or an amethyst cluster, things like that. Fossils also make extremely really fun gifts for kids, but adults like them too. But I know kids especially are really drawn to the fossils because they're so cool looking and each one is very unique. And they can also be educational as well. And some really good ideas for fossils include ammonites, trilobites, and orthoceras. Crystal jewelry is usually a really big hit with women, but I know men like it too. And it's a fantastic and easy way to incorporate crystal energy into someone's daily life. And another really good idea are crystal tea light holders. I don't know if you've seen those. They make them out of calcite, and I've seen some with selenite and like rose quartz and things like that. Or even the selenite lamps are really beautiful gifts to give to add crystal decor into a home or office, and they make really awesome hostess gifts as well.
Oh,
thank you.
That is really great information.
You're welcome.
I'm going to take a lot of that as far as my own, how I'm like feeling right now, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And put that in, because I'm not the only one that's, you know, a little sad, you know.
Yeah.
Right,
there's
now,
a lot of
the
people
holidays.
Out there.
There's
like,
so many people right now that are struggling.
This, and it seems, I don't know if maybe it's because, I don't know if maybe I'm just more open to the energies now than I was last year or something like that, or if it's just, there's just a lot more sadness, it feels like, out there right now. And, you know, I know a lot of people have lost loved ones this past year, and it just seems like you hear more and more about it. So you're definitely not alone, my dear.
So many people are struggling right now, and even people that haven't lost relatives, they're, I mean, it's, they say that the holidays is the number one time for suicide.
Definitely. It is.
Again, I'm the Debbie Downer of the group. I apologize.
No, you know what, though? I think this stuff needs to be talked about, and people need to realize that they're not alone, and, you know, that there are others out there struggling just like they are, and that's what we're about, is helping people and letting them know that they're not alone.
Absolutely.
You can always right, contact us on Facebook, because I won't be doing nothing on that night.
You'll be waiting for Vinny to come home.
I know. All right. Well, thank you, my darling.
You're very
welcome.
Merry,
Merry Christmas to you and Doodlebug and Daddy.
Merry Christmas to you ladies as well. Love you guys.
Love you too, sweetheart. Bye.
Bye.
And we're off to break again.
Ho, ho, ho. Shake up the happiness. Wake up the happiness. Shake up the happiness. It's Christmas time. There's a story that I was told, and I want to tell the world before I get too old and don't remember it. So let's December it and reassemble it. Oh, yeah. Once upon a time in a town like this, a little girl made a great big wish to fill the world full of happiness and be on Santa's magic list. Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up, wake up the happiness. Come on, yo, it's Christmas time. Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up, wake up the happiness. Come on, yo, it's Christmas time. A little boy made a wish that day that the world would be okay, and Santa Claus would hear him say, I got dreams and I got love. I got my feet on the ground and family above. Can you send some happiness with my best to the rest of the people of the East and the West? And maybe every once in a while you give my grandma a reason to smile. 'Tis the season to smile. It's cold, but we'll be freezing in style. And let me meet a girl one day that wants to spread some love this way. We can let our souls run free, and she can open some happiness with me. Shake it up, shake up the happiness.
we're back. Giggles over there. So, okay. So, Cena's Christmas is supposed to be, you know, a time of loving your neighbor and your family and doing all that. I wanted to read this blessing spell so that you could bless your family, friends, or whatever.
Awesome.
So it's called a white candle spell for blessing. Get a white candle, either a plain one or a figural one, in the gender of the person you want to bless. Carve that person's full name on the candle, then dress it with blessing oil or holy oil. For more power, you may place a name paper of the person or a photo or some personal item of theirs, such as a little piece of hair or a snippet of clothing, either under the candle or next to it. And one easy way to do this is to place the paper or personal concerns under an overturned saucer and put the candle on top of the saucer. Burn a portion of the candle every day for 7 days, pinching it out between burnings. As you light it each day, say this. You put the person's name. May you be blessed. May all good things come to you. May nothing whatsoever harm you. May your heart be light. May your travels be safe. May your health be good. May your mind be sound. May your friendship sustain you. May you be blessed in every way. If you have a special request for this person, such as that they find a lover, get a good job, you know, get home safely from war, whatever, just add that to the list. Some people use the larger pillar type candles and keep it going for longer than 7 days. But yeah, I burn it every day for a week. And that's a nice thing to do for someone.
I can add to that. I've got the recipe for the blessing oil for that spell.
Ooh.
1 to 4 lavender blossoms, and then 2 drops of each of these, sage, basil, patchouli. Grab a carrier oil. I usually use olive oil. That works really well for me, but some people also use almond, sunflower, you know, whatever. Me personally, I use olive oil for everything. That's like a staple in my house. Choose a small dark vial. Place all but the oil in the vial together and then add enough oil to fill up the bottle, enough of the carrier oil. Shake it thoroughly. Oh my gosh, I did a shaking. I just did it. And you know what I'm thinking. Lavender is there for purification, happiness, love, and peace. Basil brings protection and love. Sage brings purification, protection, healing, and longevity. Patchouli brings prosperity. It wards off evil and negativity, and it aids in divination. And all of these are like really desirable generic attributes to make a really good blend for like an all-purpose blessing oil. Keep it on your altar for magical workings. You can dress your candles. You can, the spell that T just used, it's an all-encompassing blessing oil, which I think is really good.
Yes. I think I shall do that. While Vinny's away at work all night long, I should be doing little blessing spells for people that I know who can really use it.
There are plenty of people that need blessings. I've got a shower blessing, a really quick Ooh. One.
Okay.
A few of us take enough time for self-blessing, and we all are guilty of that. So the best thing for you is to visualize the goddess blessing you. And a really simple spell, after you're gently scrubbing away your body, all of the negativity, is to say, cares wash away, keep misfortune at bay, Kimkamura, touch me, your blessings I'll see. As you do this, imagine the water appearing like sparkling silver lights. Can you see my fingers, T? Because you know what I'm
yes.
doing.
Little jazz hand twinkle fingers.
That's exactly what I'm doing. That absorbs any troubles and then washes them away. So it's just basically, you know, spells are all about intention, and it's all about visualization. If you believe that it'll work, it'll work. If you don't believe, it's not going to. It's all about intention. So, T, I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any, because we're done with Yule now. That was on Saturday, and now we're on to Christmas. And not all of our listeners participate in Christmas. Mm-hmm. My family does, and that's just something that I grew up with. Do you and your family have any special things that you do during holidays, like a special or a memory? Something that's special to you.
Christmas has kind of gone down the tubes ever since we lost my mother-in-law 10 years ago. So it was like she was the Christmas spirit. Now you got me crying, you bitch.
I'm sorry.
So we really don't do anything special. We, you know, we get stuff for Alyssa and stuff. But, you know, it's not what it used to be. It's just like every other day now.
So no traditions, no special memories?
No, just spending time with my mother-in-law. She's awesome sauce.
So what about making up new traditions?
Well, Alyssa's not coming home this year, so
yeah,
she's going to be me and the dogs. Yeah. Oh, getting off the tear shit. Thank you very much.
I'm so sorry.
She may have a possible job.
Wow, good.
Yes, she moved up north with her girlfriend. For those who don't know. And she went in today for a final the medical test, probably pee in the jar, are you on drugs test.
Right.
And so she'll find out today if she got the job or not. And I hope she does.
Well, then we are all going to be sending positive blessings and reinformation for her.
Yes. Sending good stuff to my mojo, baby girl.
That's right.
But she has requested that I send her lots of the cookies that Holly and I have been making this last 3 days. And last night she specifically asked for Pizzelles, and it's a little Italian wafer cookie that one of her aunts used to send her from Wisconsin, the Italian aunts. It's a little it's an Italian cookie, and Alyssa adores them. So she made a special request that I make some for her. So that's what I was doing tonight, making a little Pizzelles.
Well, my very sweet neighbor dropped off when I was out with my friend today, dropped off an entire plate full of confections. And, you know, I don't like sweets, so it was lost on me. However.
Now, you always say that in your lion sack of shit. I have seen you eat sweets.
I know, but I don't really like them. Oh, my God. Okay, let me finish this one first. Okay, so. We need 2 hours. But two of those things were two pieces of carrot cake with the cream cheese frosting. Yeah, I think that might be why I'm a little wiry tonight, is because I ate the whole thing and then drank pop on top of it. So I'm a little wired.
Oh my God, I love it when you're squirrely. I get all moist. Okay.
I went to the grocery store yesterday, and guess what I got?
What'd you get?
Okay, first of all, for dinner, I had steak and crab legs, Irish potatoes, and mixed vegetables.
Yum! Oh my God.
I know. But guess what I got at the store yesterday? I was so happy, I couldn't even contain myself. Even with my Frankenfoot, I did a little dance when I saw him.
Oh God, what?
Hee hee.
Stop being mysterious. Spit it out.
I got Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, my God.
Happiest day ever.
That's all it takes is Fruity Pebbles for you.
Yes. Is that wrong?
Well, that's your little girl coming out, because I know your big girl likes creme brulee.
I love creme brulee, but Fruity Pebbles. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I even bought milk. The sugar's coming through.
I can see you in the morning just snacking away at it and going, get away from me, it's mine. Yeah.
little bear. She'll come up to me and I'll be like, no, get away.
Yes. And last night I was doing a little shopping with Miss Holly, and we were at TJ Maxx, and I saw something there that was like, so you. And I saw it and I was like, oh my God, they designed that for Lisa.
What was it?
It was a wine bottle opener, but it was all blinged out. It had,
oh my God,
it had sparklies all over the son of a bitch. And I'm going, oh my God, somebody designed that especially for Lisa.
If you could see me right now, I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like waving my hands in front of my face like a like,
a giddy twit.
I love sparklies.
I know you do.
Our show has been a little... I just shouldn't have had sugar. I'm sorry.
Off kilter today. No, it's always good when you're on sugar, you know, because I don't want to be known as always the really squirrely high-wired one.
I had a lot of sugar.
Obviously.
I mean, a lot.
And you are drunk on us as a skunk, as Josh says. On sugar.
On sugar, yeah. Not.
No, like, I said she's skunk as a drunk.
Well, I know what you said. I just said it the proper way, goofball.
Well, I'd like to let you know that there was no alcohol involved in any of my behavior tonight. It was all purely sugar.
Oh, well, then I'll just have to bring you over my rum balls that I made with rum.
Yes, please.
That aren't cooked, so it's all straight rum, baby.
Yes, please. Did that sound too desperate?
That sounded naughty. I'll bring you the boozed up cherries I did too. Because I had this jar of maraschino cherries and I'm thinking, you know, I've got this extra jar. What should I do with this? Let's dump out some of that maraschino juice and then add the rum in it.
Yes,
and then we'll
please.
Just let those cherries soak.
I do like cherries.
Yes. Boozy cherries. They're very boozy.
I'm fine with that.
Give me some boozy cherries.
It'll be great. Wow, too much sugar. Wow, okay.
Yeah. It's quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah. So, Merry Christmas tea. I want you to
Merry
know that
Christmas to you.
I am very blessed and thankful that you are a part of my life and that we are a team in this crazy little show that we're on. And I want to thank all of our listeners out there for sticking by our side. And I want to thank our new listeners, too. Holy ball. Holy crap. I don't even. Okay. Wow.
Holy mistletoe.
We have so many new listeners, and we want to thank you and welcome you to the show and let you know that we really, really care about you. And we are so blessed and thankful that you're part of our new little family. I don't know what to say other than I've had too much sugar.
And if you really like us, go to 1201beyond.com where you can catch our archive shows and you can get a t-shirt with our logo. You could have us on your boobies.
Oh, yeah. Me and T on your boobies.
It's
That's always a good thing.
It's fun. We want to be on your boobies. Buy a t-shirt. Listen to the archives. There's other t-shirts from some of the other shows that Josh produces. So
that
buy
are
a
amazing.
Shirt.
And thank you, and thank you for Todd and Amanda from Jack, the radio station, because without them, we wouldn't have our little show.
And Cassandra, who does our updating on our archives and stuff.
And she does so much for us. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Cassandra. And Joshy Poo, Superman, you're our hero, and we love you so much. And thank you for doing everything.
Our king, Bah Humbugger.
Yes.
Who is cutting himself down as usual.
Yeah,
we're gonna get him liquored up and put a little red nose on him and some antlers and prance him around downtown and have some fun.
Except he doesn't drink. That's a problem. I mean, it's not a problem, but I mean, as far as getting him liquored up with the red
nose,
what? That could be a problem.
We'll get him drunk on sparkling grape juice, for Christ's sake.
Well, that's true. See,
we'll
he
slip him
really...
a Mickey.
That works.
We'll roofie him. How about that? Ooh.
Let's roofie Josh.
Let's roofie Josh. And
so
then,
anyway.
Then we picked up, we'll pretend like he had a really good time.
If he doesn't remember, it doesn't count, right?
He just wants to be raped. Okay, that's no problem, Josh. I'm sure I could go to your site and get a big dildo to ass rape you. Isn't that a lovely Christmas sentiment?
Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone. We just jumped the shark.
Wow. It was deep, really deep with that one.
Oh, dear.
There wasn't any lube either, so I'm
sorry.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Shark. La, la, la. So, yes, I love you too, my darling.
We make a very good team. A dysfunctional little family, but we are a family nonetheless.
And I'm very thankful for Candy and Michelle and Gail, who do their part, too, to make the show more interesting.
And normal.
And informative.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Merry Christmas, my darlings. Welcome to the team.
Christmas! Ah! Okay, give them your final line, darling.
All right, for the blah, blah, blah. Remember, my darlings, you are important and special and precious in every single way. Your job this week, even though it might be hard because it is the holidays, your job is to go out there and make a difference. I don't care what you have to do, even if it's just making one person smile, that may be the big difference in that person's life this week, because this week is hard. So go out there and make a difference. Remember that you are perfect in every single way, and you matter. You matter to so many people, you may not even realize it. You are special. And remember, my darlings, to always, always, always take back your light. Blessed be.
Cityspell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.